Halflings, it has finally happened. We have merch!
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Goes crazy.
The crowd does crazy. Indeed go wild. We have been working very hard behind the scenes to make some excellent merch for you all, which is available to pre-order right now. Some of them will be available from the 3rd of October and the others from the 1st of November. We wanted to do this in time for the holidays so that if you know someone who maybe enjoys a bit of Three Black Halflings, you can get them a Christmas present or indeed for yourself. It's also a fantastic way to support the show. You basically have like a Unati pack, by the way, a Unati stickers pack.
It's true.
Pretty ooh, awesome. Unati stickers pack, I like this.
It's called the Suffer and Learn sticker pack, but originally it was called the Unati sticker pack.
Okay, good. I'm happy with the Suffer and Learn.
We liked it because it's like, then it's quotes.
Instead of just pictures of Unati's face.
Several different expressions.
Yeah, it's weird because this is not a video show. Mm. You know what it is? It's visualizations of the audio track, or like Unati's audio tracks from some of her finest episodes.
Yeah. It's just the blocked out lines where she's peaked her microphone from laughing.
Exactly.
So the merch that we have available, we have a yellow collage hoodie, which has a mixture of designs and phrases from the show. The Three Black Halflings t-shirt, which has got an amazing design and the words Three Black Halflings. It looks so nice. I'm very happy with that one. Then we have the Outlaws and Obelisks poster. You can order a physical poster. A beautiful, gorgeous poster of Outlaws and Obelisks. Then we have a pin and then two whole sticker packs.
I have a question.
Yes.
Does this pin definitively answer the question of the official abbreviation for Three Black Halflings?
I think
Halflings?
It does. Because yeah, I think it maybe it does. Yeah.
We've been saying TBH. Should we swatch?
Should we swatch?
Should we start selling swatches?
Should we start selling swatches?
We have to tell about the deal with swatch. Three Black Halflings swatch. The Three Black Halflings swatch watch.
But, you know, this is one of those things that has evolved over time. We're forming our brand identity, and I think 3BH is just a little bit better.
We have officially become a corporation.
We are a huge corporation with Jamal at the top.
Jamal is pleased.
First critical role, then us.
There is also a tip jar on the store. If you would like to, you can give us a tip, and some of the proceeds will go to the amazing Jonathan Charles, who made the music for Outlaws and Obelisks. As when you donate to the tip jar at any level, you will be able to download the music that Jonathan has made for Outlaws and Obelisks, and it, trust me, is absolutely incredible. Like, you will want to listen to this
good.
Without us all talking over the top of it, because it's so, so good.
I listen to it for fun.
Yes.
Like, when I'm on planes and stuff, I'll just play the songs over and over again on a
because loop. They're so good.
This is a true fact. Because they're real good.
They're really good.
Excellent tunage.
And some of the stickers I'm very, very proud of. I really think they look so badass, and I can't wait to slap them all over my office.
I love the Poochie Rat Bag sticker that is extremely late 90s.
Yes, it really is.
It is extremely late 90s.
Make sure you head over to store.dftba.com/collections/3BlackHalflings. And if you would like to get yourself a discount, you can get 10% off if you are a patron on any tier. That is patreon.com/TBHalflings.
Woohoo!
Head over to all of our social medias. It will be plastered all over our social medias for a long, long, long time, I'm sure. But please support the show, buy some merch. It means a lot to us, and it would be really, really, really fucking cool to see some people, take some pictures in some Three Black Halflings merch. I'm so goddamn excited. Well, let's get into this week's episode.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hello, Halflings! It's me, Jasper William Cartwright, and I am joined today by
Leander Unati Lewis Nyao, but everybody calls me Unati!
And
Jeremy Cobb, but Elias John calls me Jeremiah. There he goes again. my, how could I just crit you?
Oh,
That's
how
right.
I just crit
don't try, don't
you.
Try and join in on my nicknames. You don't know what I'm about to say. You don't know what beauty Elias John came up with. Thank you, Elias John.
Thank you.
I was the supporting act to Elias John. I was trying to be in the background uplifting Elias John's work, okay?
Okay, Jasper, next time we need to have you learn the harmony part for you to do this and justify.
Thing is, it's over Zoom, so that would have been hideously out of time anyway.
We just have to re-edit the whole thing to sync that specific part up.
Oh, man. No, it actually reminds me, the singing at the end of NADPOD, when we did that, I was like, this is horrendous.
Oh, wow.
Like, wow. I think they may slide them slightly closer together in the edit, but like on the Zoom, it sounded bad, man. Like we were wildly out of time. Like, have you ever tried to sing Happy Birthday on Zoom?
Oh, no.
It's not fun.
No, I never have.
I've been forced to do it so many times on a work Zoom, and it's just like, God. Why are we doing this?
Just somebody play
like,
Happy
this
Birthday.
This is horrible. It got to the point where I was like, hey guys, I've got an idea. Why don't I get like a Happy Birthday track and I'll share the sound on my Zoom? You know, and we can just bop along to it. Because yeah. I think that's going to be better than the painful, all of us, happy birthday.
And everybody's coming in at different tones and pitches, that's, I bet.
Exactly.
Well,
so. It's notoriously like a horrible song to actually sing
in
chorally
general.
Anyway. Because everyone picks different, you know. It's anyway. It's
also,
a whole
I think
thing.
It's illegal for more than 8 people to sing it at a time. Did you guys know this? That the happy birthday song is copyrighted?
Well, my ass been breaking the law for a long time.
I'm pretty sure it's like 8 people. I think it's more than 8 people singing it at one point is counts as a performance of the song or something.
Oh, that's ridiculous. No one can police that.
Wow.
Good luck.
Wow.
Oh, no, no. You know what it is? It's illegal to do it, I think, with 8 or more people in like a paid situation.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why restaurants don't sing
it. Oh, so when I paid for everyone to come to my birthday because I have no friends, that was illegal.
That was illegal. It was illegal for them to sing it, yeah. But that's why restaurants always have their own happy birthday songs, is so they don't have to pay royalties to the people who own the happy birthday song.
So that explains all of that embarrassing malarkey.
Yeah, happy birthday from all or whatever else.
Yeah. Well, speaking of special times of the year, we thought since we are approaching Halloween, we would try and play. What are we doing? We're playing Eric. Is that the
my friend Eric? That's currently the title. I don't think anyone has made a suggestion.
No one's made a suggestion. So this is on you. Listeners,
my friend Eric.
For not suggesting something, so it's my friend Eric.
I did like the option of playing God, but I think my friend Eric is what we're sticking with.
Oh my God!
This is the wrong dungeon and the wrong dragon.
Full Prince vibe? Woof!
This makes them even more black!
Cake glitches and pitches.
And lands in the cusp of a teaspoon.
Oh no!
On a nap.
No!
You think this is just a game?
That's disgusting and I love it.
Yeah! We're about to get into something real big now.
For those of you who haven't listened to our previous installment in this series, this is a series that we're doing to kind of show how you don't need to spend tons and tons of time prepping a session and creating an extensive backstory, an extensive world in order to have a fun time. You can still have a very fun time with relatively minimal preparation. And you can discover things along the way together. And so what we are going to do, I am going to walk Jasper and Unati through a character / world building process that lasts 30 minutes. And then because we have limited time to record this, we will only play for 30 minutes. It's going to be crazy. Me and 2 players in a 30 minute D&D game. The hype is real. Get excited, folks. Get excited. And it's going to be set in that world that we're about to create before your ears. So without further ado, let's play God. The time starts now.
That's good.
Woohoo!
So, Jasper and Unati, we are going horror, Halloween-ish themed, spooky themed. Maybe not full-on horror, but spooky-ooky.
Okay.
And that is absolutely the voice I'll be using for the rest of the session. Spooky-ooky. What kind of world do you want to create? Spooky-ooky world.
I've got a fun idea, uh-huh. which I love the idea of stuff under the bed. It's just always been like a source of terror for me. And Ooh. I was like, it'd be kind of fun if like you were like your kids, like, you know, like, hey, I think there's something under my bed. And then like, you know, me and Unati like, yeah, we'll go and find out what's under the bed. And then we go under there and there's like a whole world of horrors under the bed.
Okay, so mundane world, but under the bed is where everything goes crazy.
Yeah. So I kind of imagine like we'd be like normal humans, and then we'd go under the bed, and maybe that's when we would then become like. Okay. It's just a fun. I think it's a fun trope. I think it's like I really enjoyed that with the Strahd one shot, the two shot that we did. I enjoyed being like a terrified human running from things.
Do you want to have any class abilities, character abilities? Do you want to be classes?
Yeah, I think we will. When we drop in under the bed, we'll need to.
Okay,
be.
Well, cool. Otherwise, well, what die. if you're both going to be humans, I say you. If you, I think easiest way to do this is just to be human rather than human variant, because then you have to go through all the feats. And look, we only have 30 minutes. Let's just knock this baby out right now. Yeah. Okay. What? So you're both going to be humans. I think for our purposes, go ahead and use standard array because it's just quicker.
Yeah.
We're making these characters on D&D Beyond, which in my experience is a much faster way to create characters than to have to write everything out on a character sheet.
Because
they do it for you and they tell you what all the things are. For simplicity's sake, let's say everybody is, what do you want to be, level 1, 2, or 3? I don't think we're going level 5 with this.
Let's go level
3 so we don't die.
3 so we don't die.
Okay, 3 so you don't die. You're both level 3.
Okay, cool.
Jasper, what class do you want to be?
I'm going to be a fighter. I haven't been a fighter yet.
Ooh, Jasper's a fighter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Damn it.
I'm going to guess Unati has knives.
Unati, here's the question. Are you going to mix it up? Or are you going with the familiar route?
I was going to go fighter, because it's horror and I need to fight. But since we've really got a fighter, you know, I've got knives. Rogue, let's go.
Yes!
Let's go! Okay.
You hope against hope, and sometimes your hopes
are
dashed.
Listen, we have a tank. Someone needs to get the sneak attack damage, okay? Like, focus.
You could be a ranger. Anyway, Jasper, what subclass of fighter would you like to be?
I would like to be... I'm going to be a champion.
Jasper's a champion. Ooh, going real simple with it. I like it.
Yep.
A fighter. He's a champion.
I'm a champion.
Yes. Are you Jasper William Cartwright, by the way? Is that who you're playing right now?
I think I am, yeah.
You're playing kind of like a younger version of Jasper William Cartwright?
Yeah. This is like the prelude to the Strahd adventure that we did. Ooh, this already happened.
Do the both of you want to be like kids? So we're telling like a story of like, it's like a full-on kids fantasy, like spooky.
We're having a sleepover.
Yeah. Oh, that's so cool.
God, a sleepover. Yeah. We're on bunk beds.
It's little Jasper and little Unati. Little Jasper is a champion fighter. Little Unati is what kind of rogue?
Scout.
Ooh, okay. At least we're not an assassin. I'll take a scout. You never see people play scouts.
at least we're not an assassin.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, if we're going to be going into dark places, I've got to be able to scout things out, you know?
Yeah.
Got to be able to see.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Neither of you have dark vision. That'll be an interesting thing.
this is a terrible decision.
You both get to pick a... I think you get to pick, a fighting... Or at least Jasper, you get to pick a fighting style.
I do get to pick a fighting style.
Yeah. What fighting style do you think little Jasper would have had?
Little Jasper, I think...
Or at least fantasy little Jasper.
Fantasy little Jasper, I really think, would love a big weapon. So I'm going to go with great weapon fighting.
Ooh, little Jasper with a big old weapon!
I think it's going to be, like, comical. Ooh. Like, he's going to have, like, some sort of Warhammer that was just, like, twice his size. It's effectively a staff.
Are you going to be
it's
carrying so a maul? Is that what
yes,
you're
a mole? Yes. That's what I'm gonna have.
I love it. This is so great. What is little Unati? What skills? Because I think it's little Unati would have a lot of skill proficiencies, right?
Yeah. Skill proficiencies. So hang on, I was just finishing picking them. So I got stealth, I got acrobatics, perception, and insight.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I think those are all very solid. I think those are all very solid skills to have. Oh, what? I don't know what we should do in terms of character backgrounds. What else is there to pick? Because I'm not currently in the character creator.
There's loads we can pick from. Maybe we could go with. I'm gonna go with. I might just keep it simple and go with soldier. I think.
Lil Jasper just has that. He has a soldier's mentality.
I think he's a little hardwired, a little crazy. Like, he's just a bit like, I'm ready for a fight.
Watches like way too much like G.I. Joe.
Yeah. That's exactly it.
What background is Little Lunati gonna have?
Hang on, I'm picking.
And just for everyone at home, this is the characters are gonna be spelled L-I-L, little apostrophe, then the name. Lil Jaspy.
Lil Jaspy. Would it be Lil Uni?
Lil Uni.
Lil Uni.
Yes, Lil Uni.
Lil Jaspy and Lil Uni.
Yeah.
Oh my god. That's
I like that. Criminal spy, I think.
Okay. The classic rogue background.
I mean, yeah, let's not mess with it.
Does that give you any skills that you already have?
I think it might do. That's the thing. That's why I'm like looking around to see if there's anything like I could take that's better. It gives me some other stuff.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, it gives me some other stuff.
Okay, cool, just for the record, what special ability or what is it? Your background feature. What special feature, Jasper, does the soldier background give Lil Jaspy?
So I have a proficiency with land vehicles. That's right. I also have intimidation and perception.
Oh, but there's also a special background characteristic.
Oh,
that
yes,
every
of
single
course.
One gets. Almost never gets used.
I have military rank, so soldiers are loyal to your former military organization and still recognize your authority and influence and defer to you when they are a lower rank. You can invoke your rank and to exert influence over other soldiers and requisition a simple equipment or horses for temporary use. You can usually gain access to friendly military encampments, fortresses where your rank is recognized.
That's incredible. I love that.
That's great.
They can sense your soldier's fighting spirit.
They're like, damn, this kid is he's on another level.
What is stuff.
That's right, you stand over there and you stand over there and I won't hear anything else about it.
What is Lil Uni's background characteristic?
I'm an experienced criminal with a history of breaking the law. I've spent a lot of time amongst other criminals and still have contacts within the criminal underworld. I'm far closer than most people to the world of murder, theft, violence that pervades the underbelly of civilization. And I have survived up to this point by flaunting the rules and regulations of society.
I feel like our parents in this world met up on the playground and went, look, I think my son's got a problem. Yeah, I think they've got a problem. Maybe they can hang out together because they scare the other kids.
You know what I'm envisioning
here?
They're
too intense.
I'm envisioning that the pair of you like to go out and play like in the woods and stuff. Jasper is always like the one who's like, yeah, I'm going to go out and lead the way. Lil Jaspy does that. And Lil Uni has like an imaginary gang of like woodland creatures who follows you. And you're like, yeah,
I rule the criminal underworld with a tiny clenched fist. It's like one feral cat that follows the loony around in the woods.
Yeah. And like occasionally a rabid raccoon that like stumbles towards you.
This is my dream.
A rabid raccoon.
I love raccoons.
Oh, man.
The raccoon is definitely like the berserker. So you're always like, you keep like a stick to keep it at bay.
Yeah. You gotta be careful. Always have
having
track.
Seen hey. Rabid raccoons, this is so unfortunate. But, yeah.
Can we roll our hit points? Is that okay?
Yeah, I'll let you roll your hit points. You're only level 3, so it's going to be 3d10 for you,
3d10
plus whatever your... Did both of you assign your ability score?
I did assign my ability score.
Awesome. And humans get a plus 1 to everything, unless you choose to change that. But we might as well just not. For this.
Yeah, we might as well just
go. Because, like, who cares?
Oh, yes! I rolled 2 7s. Ooh. Oh, wait, and I need to roll the third one.
Oh, no, you automatically get a 10. So it's a 10 plus 14.
Oh, cool.
And plus your, what's your constitution modifier?
Plus 2, I think.
Okay, so that's going to be plus 20, actually.
Oh, a 5. What, 7, 6, and 5.
Okay, 7. Oh, excuse me. You, one of them is automatically. I said this wrong. Okay. This is a mistake that I have made. You automatically get an, you're at the max die at level 1, so you actually only have to roll 2.
Okay, cool.
So you can just take 2 of those.
Okay, cool. So then that's a total of 19.
I got an
19.
Extra 2 hit points.
Yay.
Total of 19. I got an extra 1 hit point.
What's your con modifier?
My con modifier is plus 6.
You have a plus, what? How did, to your base ability score?
Hit point bonuses plus 6 from constitution.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no, yeah, no, that's, like, that's 2 for each level. Yeah,
yeah, okay. So your con modifier is a plus 2, cool. Not a plus 6.
Thank you. That'd be great.
You'd have so many
hit points. You'd have to have a 22 for constitution in order to have a plus 6 constitution bonus, for the record.
Yeah.
Okay, this is feeling good. This is feeling very good. My maul does
2d6,
Jeremy.
Yeah.
2d6 it's, really plus good. 3, okay.
The both of you can start adding, like, your regular, all of your...
Oh, I've added all my equipment.
Oh,
I'm
awesome.
Already there. I'm already
little
there.
Jaspy. Little Jaspy just completely put together.
Hey, look, I'm prepared. You know what I mean? I'm a soldier.
Yes.
I also love, no one can see that. I might have to take a picture of this. On the Zoom, my hair is made this little cone shape, and I do look like a child version of myself. I look like Jimmy Neutron rocked up and cosplayed as me.
I feel like the character you're creating is much more Sheen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Definitely. Lil Jaspy has a real Sheen vibe to me.
A real Sheen vibe,
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to create a campaign for us to just dump all of these characters into. So I'm going to create a My Friend Eric campaign really quickly.
Yes.
And I'm going to send you both the link. Yes, you love to see it.
I'm doing some press ups.
Yes. Okay, so what kinds of stuff do we want to see in this creepy world? The spooky ooky world.
Spooky,
this is the
ooky
here's
world.
The I just dropped the link to the campaign in the
yes,
D&D, in the Zoom chat, that is.
Spooky ooky world, what would I want to see? I feel like
do we want some skeletons? Some scarecrows?
Some skeletons,
yes,
some scarecrows.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Some
for sure.
Some zombies.
Big pumpkin monster, maybe something
yeah.
like that, like
ooh,
a
yeah.
big, you know,
yeah. a big boss pumpkin.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, maybe like a candy monster. Like it's a bit like a, you know, like a you shouldn't eat too much candy. This is the lesson of this movie.
We made a whole movie to tell you not to eat too much candy.
Not to eat too much candy.
Okay. The idea of an entire movie that's just about not eating candy.
I'm sure there must be.
Yeah. You have a character in here is currently level 1. We gonna be level 3.
I think I just added one, but I need.
Oh,
to
okay.
It.
You just added. Okay.
Oh, I get max HP.
Oh no, I've added. Oh yeah, no, I've added the wrong one. Apologies, everyone.
Okay,
it's
like
okay, so we got Scarecrow, which actually, for the record, scarecrows exist as a monster in Dungeons & Dragons. Sadly, pumpkin people do not, so we'll have to reskin something there. But we have scarecrows. You mentioned, we said skeletons, also something that exists in Dungeons & Dragons. There are all kinds of different skeletons. I think skeletons tend to show up very frequently as like low level monsters, but there are some more powerful ones as well. We are throwing in zombies. We can absolutely have zombies in there. Those are also D&D monsters. They exist.
Really?
Yeah. Shockingly.
Right? Wow.
Shockingly. Let's see here. Ooh, we can do something with plants for the pumpkin. What kind of quest are we going on here? Like, is this like a
labyrinth?
Do we
get sucked into the bed? Do we go into the bed to try and find something that
I recently saw Labyrinth for the first time. Is this like a labyrinth situation?
Ooh,
where
that would
like,
be kind of fun.
You're
I think
going
that would be
under
kind
the
fun.
Bed to try and save baby Jamal.
Lil Jeremy.
Jeremy's gone. Jeremy's not participating in this.
Cool. What do you mean he's gone? What happened to Lil Jeremy?
Lil Jeremy will show up in the sequel. We could have it be Lil Jeremy. Yeah. Would we rather? Here, I'll let you decide because you
baby
two are
Jamal.
Be
it would have to be baby Jamal.
Would you rather? Like, yeah, baby Jammy or Lil Jeremy?
So maybe Lil, like we're. we're having a sleepover, and then, you know, like Lil Looney wakes me up and is like, I was keeping watch, and I'm pretty sure I just saw like something crawl out from underneath the bed, stole Lil Jammy, and went back under the bed.
Okay.
So, like, maybe we were in the room, we were like in charge of like babysitting on Lil Jammy. Like, not like babysitting as in like the parents
were
next door.
You were literally sitting on top of Lil.
But the like the cot was there. You know, we done missed it.
I like it.
Ooh, what optional class features do I get?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Fighters get some, you can change, I think you get additional fighting styles that you can use, I think. I forget what else. And rogues, of course, get their aim ability. Yeah, what are you going with daggers? What are you using, Lil Looney?
Is Lil Looney going with daggers? Jeremy, ask stupid questions, get stupid answers, my dude.
I was hoping.
At least a rapier. It's just better.
I've got a rapier. I have a rapier.
I just discovered. See, now we talk about me liking crunch from time to time in mechanic stuff. I recently found a YouTube channel that goes. The first video I saw was like, "You are smiting too much," and it was a breakdown of the actual damage per round of like Divine Smite versus other paladin spells. And I was watching this video and listening to all the jargon and abbreviations. I was like, right, yeah, clearly I'm not that into crunch. Because this dude is calculating.
This is too much.
That's actually very common for people to be calculating damage per round, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But it was like, dang. This guy's like, this dude's coming up with all these different scenarios. But anyway, that has nothing to do with saving baby Jammy from a pumpkin. So you all are, whose house are you at?
Baby Jammy.
Lil Looney's?
Lil Looney's house? Lil Looney's house.
Yeah, Lil Looney's house, I think.
Okay,
yeah,
the pair of you are staying at Lil Looney's house.
Yeah.
And how is Baby Jammy there?
Maybe it's like the parents have got together, so they're in the next room having like a little party.
So Baby Jammy's parents.
Yeah. Yeah, so Baby Jammy's parents, Lil Looney's parents, and Lil Jasp's parents are all... together, and we're kind of being forced to, you know. Luckily, Lil Looney and Lil Jaspy are already friends, but we're like, we have to look after the baby.
We
kind of like it. It's kind of cool. It feels like we're destined to protect the baby.
Yeah, we've made it into a mission.
Like you were low key hoping the baby would get kidnapped.
We manifested the hell out of this.
Again, much like Labyrinth.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Lil Jaspy is currently like got a toy sword and is like falling asleep, stood sentry by the cot. Like that's how this starts because I'm fully just.
Little Uni is like hid behind like a bunch of plushies and like a beanbag, and there's just like two little eyes just looking out and scouting, hiding under a bunch of plushies.
Does Little Uni not sleep? Are they just like sitting
there? Little Uni does not sleep and has a secret stash of sugar all the time, and their mother always wonders why they're so fucking weird.
I'm imagining way too many, way too many cavities for this child. Uncomfortable the amount of cavities. Okay.
Meanwhile, Lil Jaspy has a little stash of vegetables, like carrots and stuff. Like he's super into fitness. He's shredded as hell for a child. Like it's uncomfortable.
He has a little. He's like those little baby Jesuses that are like the homunculi that have the six pack.
In
old art, like really old European art.
Yeah,
these uncomfortably jacked babies, or that one kid, the baby Hercules. Look that kid up. That was crazy.
I've seen that. I watched a thing on him and he's all grown up.
Yeah. What kind of world do we want this to be? Like, what do we want it to look like? We can maybe pick a movie or a theme or whatever. What are we thinking here?
Everything's kind of made out of weird Halloween candy.
Ooh,
I was kind of imagining
world.
Like a bit of a stop motion, like Nightmare Before Christmasy type thing. That was definitely what I was imagining in my head, I think, in terms of like the look and vibe. Mm-hmm. Everything's a bit like long and spindly.
Yeah.
And like all the houses are like really tall and thin.
Yeah. It's classic like German expressionist.
Yeah. That's exactly
Everything's at slightly odd angles.
Yeah.
And it's all very weird.
A lot of like weird force perspective where you feel like you're really far away from stuff, but actually you're quite close to it.
I'm
like
also
that.
Getting
and
a slight over.
Sweet. It might be sweet because I'm going to lick everything.
Yes, that'll also be a lesson of this set of this particular story. Be careful what you lick.
Be careful what you lick, everyone.
That's just good advice for all lives.
Especially if you're Caldwell, if you're listening, we know you're there. Just don't stop licking things. I feel like it's going to be if anyone's watched Squid Game, there's a bit where Ali catches someone. You'll know what I mean. That's what I'm going to be doing with Unati, is just constantly trying to hold Unati by the collar and be like, don't lick that.
That is something very anime about this. And you know what else this reminds me of? This reminds me a lot of like Over the Garden Wall, if either of you have seen that.
Yes. I was actually talking about that yesterday.
There's like a whole society. So even if there are spooky things, there are also like people who are kind of spooky themed, but not necessarily threatening to you.
That's very cool.
Like the pumpkin, are we doing I feel like mostly only Americans would get this, but can we make it the Great Pumpkin? Can it be like an evil version of the Great Pumpkin?
The Ooh. Great Pumpkin, I don't know Ooh. What this is, yeah. but yeah
yes.
the
yes.
Great Pumpkin is famous in America, I think primarily at this point, for having been the subject of a Charlie Brown Halloween special from way back in the day.
It's like it's a classic classic face, pumpkin face. Hell yeah.
So maybe we call this one the not so great pumpkin.
Love
okay.
it.
Love that.
Man, people made pumpkins scary, you know. I'm looking at art of like scary pumpkins and they're pretty terrifying, some of these.
You know what else I've just realized? Now this is actually a very good this is a very interesting pointer that we've just discovered. So if you were to listen to the My Friend Eric episode that I did with Unati, we spent a lot more time developing Unati's character's backstory, whereas with this, because we are literally just playing the players are literally just playing themselves, we don't really have to build in much backstory at all, which means that we now have even more time. If are your weapons and armor, are they also candy themed?
That's fun. That's very fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now I'm really worried that I'm going to eat my daggers and have no weapons.
Make them out of hard candy, so at least it'll take you a little while to get through them.
What does your maul look like, Lil Jaspy?
I'm just trying to think.
Maul look like?
I'm like.
Is it a big lollipop?
I was thinking maybe a big lollipop. I might. Ooh, can I flavor it that it's a big gobstopper on a chain?
Ooh,
and I'm like, okay. Just like,
yes,
just smashing people over the head with a big gobstopper on a chain.
Yeah, I love that.
And the chain looks like, you know, those candy necklaces.
Mm-hmm.
On the, like, on the, with the stringy bit, in the, like, yeah, the stretchy bit in the middle. It's like that.
So, it's,
like,
it's basically what you have is an uncomfortably large flail. It's like the Witch King of Angmar size flail.
That's what it is. What it looks like in the middle.
Unati, what do little Uni's daggers look
like?
You
know those horrible, like, sparkle drops, like those colored, like, sugar candies, a hard candy? It's like,
does
it's
that
like,
sparkle in your mouth? Like,
they don't sparkle. In your mouth. We call them sparkles in South Africa. They're just like,
oh, are
really
they like
bright.
The little sticks that are made out of just all the little crystals?
They're like round, like just shiny food colored sugar, basically.
Ooh.
And I've like crushed them and made shivs.
Oh dang. So this is basically rock candy, right? These are shivs of rock candy.
Yeah.
Rock
nice.
Candy shivs, and I've got like one in the back of my pack. I have like one like really long rock candy like rapier, just in case.
Your
I do have
weapon.
A rapier. I do have
what
one.
Oh, is there anything else we can have the rapier be out of other than rock candy? Just to diversify.
Okay.
What about those candy cigarettes?
Yeah,
those candy cigarettes you used to get.
Yeah.
Did I know with
I still
candy
can't believe
canes?
That was a thing that existed when we were children. Like it's so bad.
I know with candy canes, I would like me and the other kids would always like suck on the end until it was really pointy.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what,
is that what
cool.
doing with the? Yeah. Is that what happened with candy cigarettes?
Yeah.
So this big candy cigarette that you've—that's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. I have a crossbow as well. So if anyone has any fun ideas,
I think it should definitely be a rubber band.
Yes.
Oh, it should fire maybe used popsicle sticks.
Ooh. Yeah. I like it.
Okay.
I like it.
Yeah. So, and maybe that's where you got the gobstopper. Like the gobstopper was originally like on a stick, but
I've removed it.
Or what if the gobstopper was like the gum that's at the center of some lollipops? And you took the gum and combined all the like all these all the gum into this huge hardened ball.
Oh no! I took the gum and then I just rolled it around in some of Unati's rock shards.
Whoa! Yeah. And so you have that's why you have all the popsicle sticks. It's from all the lollipops that you
from all the lollipops that I've combined.
What does your armor look like?
I think just a, like full sheet chocolate, like a just like plates of chocolate is what I'm imagining.
That is awesome. I mean, honestly, some chocolate does kind of look like
exactly. That's amazing. My armor class is 18, so it's a thick chocolate.
Yes. What does Lil Uni's
like strips of licorice, like black bandage, like licorice.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah, nice.
I like this.
And like a licorice mask thing.
Yes. Okay. So, what are we gonna call this adventure? Is this do we call this Candy Crush? That's my inclination. Is to call it.
Let's go for Candy Crush. I vote Candy Crush.
I'm down for that.
Candy
okay.
Crush.
So we call this Halloween, or we could call it Halloween Hangover. That's another one.
Ooh, we are children, though. We shouldn't be...
True, you shouldn't actually be... Know, I'm thinking of, like, a sugar hangover. Because I'm imagining that this happens on Halloween after you've already come back from whatever trick-or-treating stuff you might have done.
The spooky sleepover?
I am so wired.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Spooky sleepover.
The spooky sleepover?
The spooky sleepover. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I would just like to say that I'm already wired on candy.
both real life Unati and Lil Uni are both completely out of control.
Oh, no ways. I'm on far too many benzos.
Okay. Okay, yeah. So we have 2 minutes left. Are there any final things that we want to go over? We have backstories. We have all of the characters' stuff is made. We have weaponry all flavored in the world, pretty much flavored. Is there anything else that we want to try?
Maybe there could be like a time. Maybe if we... Like in the next room, maybe we've overheard the parents being like, oh, look, I've just, we'll say we can stay another half an hour. So we've got half an hour to get little Jam Jam back or whatever.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Add a ticking clock element. That also means the fact that we only have a half hour for this means, as far as combat goes, I may have to create situations. This is just me as a dungeon master. I'll probably have to create situations where this is not something you want to fight right away. Yeah. This is like, oh, dang, we got to get out of here, or we have to avoid this person.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
Or just some nice one-hit killer monsters. That'll also be fun.
Yeah, I would like to fight a couple of those. Yeah. In fact, actually, let's pre-roll initiatives. Both of you roll initiative three times.
Okay.
Cool.
Nat 20!
Nice. Okay, so that's it. One nat 20 for little Jaspy.
1-7 for me. No, 1-8 for me.
That's a 7 for me also on my second one.
Okay.
Oh, and that 20 for me on my second one.
Oh, damn.
And then another nat 20 on my third.
Okay, wow. What number does the nat 20 for both of you get modified to?
Oh, sorry, 23.
22.
Oh, both of you get 22?
No, 23.
No, 23 for
23 for Lil Looney.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, for Lil Looney.
And then what was your third one, Lil Jaspy?
That was a 9.
It was a 9. Okay, so Lil Uni got an 8, a 23, and a 23. Lil Jaspy got a 22, a 7, and a 9. Okay, we have fewer than 10 seconds left.
Okay.
Are you ready for our spooky sleepover?
Let's do this.
Okay,
let's
go. I'm starting the timer now.
Spooky sleepover time.
Yes. So, starting the timer. Lil Jaspy and Lil Uni, it is a crisp, chilly Halloween night. The pair of you have been out. We're out for a couple of hours, at least one of those hours without adult supervision, not because your parents were negligent, but because you managed to slip away from their watchful gaze. They gathering all sorts of candy. Describe for me what, for both of you, what your favorite piece of candy is that you just got tonight.
Full-size Snicker bars.
Yes.
I think that I love the... I actually really like it when you go to the boring people's house and they give you the vegetables, because I really like them and they're crunchy on my teeth.
Mmm. What kind of vegetable?
This one was a big celery.
Lil Jaspy's favorite candy of the night. A stick of celery. Basically a stalk. A full stalk of celery.
What happened was Lil Jaspy knocked to the door, came to the door with the candy. They had loads of candy. He peered past them into the house and went, can I have that instead? And pointed
like,
at
a table.
They were
making a salad.
Yeah. They were making a crudité. I just went, can I have that instead?
And they gave you a full stock of celery. Oh, you know what? You add the celery as a rapier to your
inventory.
Or as a longsword. Add it as a longsword.
Yes.
Okay, so so the after a long night of gathering both candy and vegetables, the pair of you are in Lil Uni's room. The parents are all downstairs enjoying some post-Halloween libations. It is fully 9:30 p.m. It's past your bedtime.
Whoa.
You know that, like, you have a limited amount of time before you're going to have to hide because your parents are going to come in and check on you. Lil Jaspy, are you awake?
No.
Okay, Lil Jaspy is
fully asleep, standing. I'm stood up, awake, holding my my celery.
Right.
Hugging my celery to me, trying to keep guard of Lil Jam Jam's cot.
Yes.
And I'm just asleep. Like, my head is dipped and I am asleep.
Well, of course you have to keep guard because this is the night when, as every child knows, the not-so-great pumpkin emerges from its pumpkin patch and terrorizes the land, tromping through with his army of skeletons, of zombies, of scarecrows, of all manner of creepy creatures.
Have you noticed how everything that the pumpkin commands is so much more threatening sounding than the pumpkin itself?
Honestly, no one who has seen the pumpkin has lived to tell about it. So the fact that the pumpkin is still somehow able to maintain control over this array of scary creatures while just being a pumpkin is even more frightening in and of itself.
What a horrifying sentiment.
Yes, but what is Lil, what is Lil Uni doing right now? Because Lil Jaspy is just out like a light.
Lil Uni is wide awake, and every now and then you can hear, she's like hiding, they're hiding underneath like all these plushies. Mm-hmm. And there's plushies, and she's, and they've made like this little, like little slot to look through, and every now and then you can just hear a candy wrapper like being opened, and you can hear.
Lil Uni, as you're like, you have just popped out to look around. I'm imagining it's a pair of eyes, boop, and like look left and right, and then pull the stuffed animal back down, and then just. From unwrapping, the next time you can still hear this, you can still hear Lil Jaspy snores, and you hear the occasional like from Lil Jammy, Lil Jam Jam's crib, from Baby Jam Jam's crib, and in between that, you hear a slight rustling sound. What is your passive perception, actually?
I will tell you right now.
9.
No, not yours. You're asleep.
Oh, yeah. Well, I wouldn't have helped anyway.
Yeah, I think you get a -5 to that anyway.
Yeah.
Because you're asleep.
My passive perception's 15.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead and add your character to the campaign. I just realized. Cool. So with a 15, let me quickly roll a stealth check to see just how much you hear. Okay. Ooh, okay. So I think what you hear is a slightly louder from Lil Baby Jam Jam. And then you feel a weird draft like in the room that is not normal. It's chillier in this room than normal. And I think Lil Jaspy, you also feel this draft.
Okay. Cold.
Cool. I'm immediately gonna sort of like open up a flap of a plushie and look out, because everybody knows when the room gets colder, that means creepy things are afoot. And I'm gonna take like a hard candy and like yeet it at little Jasper to wake him up.
What?
What's happening?
Lil Uni. Colder. Lil Uni. As you pop out and wake up Lil Jaspy, you see the very edge of a blanket slide under the bed. And that's not just any blanket. That is Baby Jam Jam's blanket. Baby Jam Jam isn't old enough to crawl. How did he get down there?
Okay, can I see directly into the cot? Is it empty?
You roll me a perception check.
Sure. I will do that. Stop,
Lil Jaspy's
stop it.
Still rubbing his forehead.
That's a 19.
Ooh. Lil Uni, you not only you glance at the crib at just as like a car drives past, and kind of shining some light into the room, and you see that not only is the crib empty, but the bars of the crib have been removed. Something appears to have cut through them, reached through, it just completely ignoring the fact that it is an open-topped crib. It cut through the bars, reached in, and pulled Baby Jam Jam out.
Okay, so what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna do like a forward tumble roll out of the plushies, poof, emerging, and I've got like a big teddy bear as like a helmet on my head that I've strapped down.
Yes! Just a full teddy bear.
Just like a teddy bear. That's what I've done.
Just like.
Just like that.
Spread eagle.
And then I'm gonna look over at little Jasper. I'm gonna be like, it's time. Let's go. The baby, it's gone. Look,
what
baby? Gone. They went under the bed.
I failed.
We gotta go. I've gotta go. I'm just gonna like grab him and like just yeet us both under the bed.
A little hand comes back out, grabs my celery stick, full Indiana Jones style.
Amazing. So yeah, you crawl under the bed. Now, Lil Uni, you've been under this bed before. I think both of you probably crawled under this bed before.
Yeah.
I
sometimes hide my raccoon in there.
This is Mission Control.
Yeah, hide the rabid raccoon.
Lil Jaspy's going around with the celery stick, trying to poke out in front of him to make sure he's not bumping into this fucking raccoon.
Yeah. You occasionally hear rustling and stuff from the raccoon. There hasn't been rustling for a few days now. Although your parents have been complaining they think that you maybe have hidden something in the room that's starting to smell. But that's not what you smell right now as you go under the bed. You don't recall being nearly this spacious. You go under the bed, and I think there's like a moment of like crawling where everything's black, you know, like you would expect going to bed, just pushing through like, okay, there's the box, there's reach over, oh, there's something weird and squishy and kind of like deflated. Okay, we'll deal with that later. You continue going.
I'm going to taxidermy it.
I now yeet Lil Uni away from the dead thing.
You yeet Lil Uni, and Lil Uni goes tumbling forward into a Oops. Yeah, you go tumbling and land poof in a pile of grass. You're on there's a full on like there's a grassy little hill that you're on, and you look and you can see above you a sky. But this sky has like the stars. You've never seen stars that look this big and shine this bright. The stars, literally, you can see them twinkling. They're so big. Wow. It's like when you watch like a Rankin Bass like kids, I think a stop motion special, where like you look up and you can, and it's like everything is just like, whoa, it's like a vac sim. Like even the moon is this beautiful, perfect half moon that you just never see. Honestly, as you look at it, it looks like the moon literally doesn't have, or excuse me, it's not a half moon. It's a crescent moon. It looks like they're literally, it's not a circle. Like the moon is just a crescent floating in the sky.
As little Jaspy tumbles in, somewhere he's got aviators from, and he takes them off and goes, "We're not in Cape Town anymore," and just looks around like a real steely-eyed look.
It's a little cold here, like even chillier than it is back in I guess Cape Town is where we came from. Back in Cape Town,
it's
canon now. You don't just see like the sky. You also see there's like a little hamlet below you, but like a weirdly, it is like all of the buildings are like at these weird angles, and everything here smells sweet. Like the grass that you're sitting on feels like the plastic, like the fake, not even like turf grass, like the fake grass that you see in like Easter displays, where it's like little like strips of translucent green plastic that have been like glued to a surface. That's what it feels like. Okay. And like all of the buildings,
sick.
They look weirdly, not only are they at weird angles, but they look like colorful.
I'm gonna immediately look over to little Jasper with a mouthful of green. I don't know where I got
did you eat the grot? Why
there's a mouthful of
why
green.
Did you eat
and then
the
I'm
green?
Gonna like That's, sign like plastic. Make those like military like signals to be what I'm trying to communicate is I'm gonna go scout, you like wait over here or like follow behind, but actually I've just said nonsense. It's just nonsensicalities.
The thing is, Lil Jaspy understands exactly what you mean.
Okay, cool.
Lil Jaspy made up all of these hand signals, thinking that he understands military code.
Awesome. At some point, you start voguing.
That's what it is. It's just us voguing to each other, but we know exactly what the other one's saying.
like just doing a full, complete dance routine.
And then I'm going to sprint to the best vantage point I can absolutely that I can find and look out for any signs of disturbance, any like a baby booty, like anything, like something.
Okay. You like hop up on top of a rock that is suspiciously colorful, like with all these different colorful stripes.
I lick it.
It tastes delicious.
Thank you.
Continue. A little dirty, but very, very tasty.
Cool.
Roll me roll this a survival check to try and track what is going on.
Survival. Oh, plus five. Yeah, thank you. Let's see what that is.
Oh, dang.
Oh, that is only a 16, though.
It was a DC 15.
You
see the trail of what looks like like something small was just sort of dragged like a trail through the grass in the direction of the town.
Okay, I'm gonna like perk up and then look out for little Jasper and go with more voguing moves.
Okay, you and I'm gonna vogue back. You stay hidden. I'll go ahead.
Little Jaspie's like popping and locking.
Yeah, fully. That's exactly what's happening.
Meanwhile, Lil Uni is crumping.
Yeah.
Okay, Lil Jaspie, you go on ahead?
Yes. Yeah, I'll go on ahead. I'll get out my big swirly candy shield and my celery stick.
Okay.
For the time so being. I'll put them all away for a second. I feel like I want to prioritize
defense. Just along the ground.
Yeah, behind me. Yeah.
Yeah, just being dragged through. Okay, so you are you just like walking ahead?
Yeah. I'll walk ahead. There's no point in me trying to stealth. So.
Okay, so you just tromp through the grass. The grass is like pretty tall. It's like hip height. And as you're walking along, you hear and see some crows fly up out of the trees. And in front of the trees where they just flew out of. And as the crows fly away, you see that they're all little peeps. just these little black peeps flying through the air. But in front of that, you see with a lollipop stick, basically with a lollipop head, a scarecrow just hanging right there. We'll say that its arms are made out of Twizzlers. And like its limbs are made out of Twizzlers and its body is made out of a piece of gummy candy. We'll say like a gummy worm wrapped around the it's not a very solid scarecrow. But it's like
they did the best
I'll look
they
up
could.
At the yeah. scarecrow and be like, is that gonna be alive? That's gonna be alive here. Hello? Excuse me, good scarecrow. We are looking for information on a missing child. It's of dire importance. Please, will you come alive or whatever?
Roll a persuasion check.
Okay. eight.
Okay. The scarecrow doesn't move, but you get like a distinct sense that it's like, no. Like, you don't hear anything, but it's just, like, the sense of, like,
mm-mm. Okay. I walk up to it with my celery longsword and be like, I said we are looking for a child that's of dire importance!
You see that as you're, like, poking at this thing, at this thing's gummy body, the body just moves out of the way and is, like, trying to dodge all of your little celery pokes. And then the head spins around and says, you're darn right I'm alive! I've been here the whole time. Now get away from me, little boy. Leave me be.
I'm going to grab the scarecrow by its little gummy lapel and be like, listen to me. Little Jam Jam has gone missing and I was put in charge. If we don't get him back, then I'm not going to be able to play PlayStation for like a week. So, cut with the crap and tell me where they went.
They took him into the town hall. The hall of the not so great pumpkin.
Okay, good.
Now let go of me. I'm scary. See?
And then like you see that the lollipop the lollipop spins. And you know how like sometimes when you look into a lollipop you'll see like, oh, it almost like has a face. Ooh, yeah, ooh, like with the ooh, like the different bands of the candy and stuff. It like you see like the lollipop like deforms and it takes on like this really unsettling visage. I need you to make me a DC 11 wisdom saving throw.
Guess what my wisdom is, everyone.
Is that where you put the eight?
That's a two and becomes a one.
You are frightened and paralyzed. You are fully paralyzed.
I'm just screaming. I'm still holding on to him. Just like...
This was foolish of me. I wanted him to go away, but instead I rooted him to the spot.
And I'm literally, I'm like my grip is even tighter now. Like, I'm not releasing this.
It's because their arms are just slapping you. Where we go?
Little Uni is gonna like pounce onto the head of the scarecrow and just start like wailing on it, just like.
Okay, we'll use your first initiatives. That's gonna be, so Lil Uni, you have a surprise round because the scarecrow is very very distracted. Roll an attack. Roll an attack with one of your with your dagger.
Sure.
I guess you can attack with both of them.
Yeah, one sec. Where are you? There you are. Cool. Plus five. 18.
Ooh, yeah, no, that definitely hits. roll damage. That's going to be...
loosely put together.
That's gonna be, yeah, that's going to be... what is that going to be? 2d6 plus 1d4?
Yeah, 2d6 plus 1d4.
Plus 3?
Yeah. One sec. Let me just now. I don't have all my dice. 2d6.
Just click the thing on D&D Beyond. You can use
six.
That.
6.
Yeah.
And then 1d4.
Yeah.
So 6, 1, and then 1d4, 2, 7, 2, 9, plus 3, 11.
Okay. This scarecrow, you like, and like start to chip away at the scarecrow's head. Oh, stop that, please. It's the scarecrow. Let me see, because I think it's about to be Lil Jaspy's turn. Yes. Go ahead, Lil Jaspy. You can, I think you can make the saving throw again. Oh, no, you can't. You're just stuck. Never mind. It's your turn again, Lil Uni.
I'm so glad I rolled a nat 20 on that initiative roll.
Yeah.
That was a good use of that. I got a 7 and a 9 for the next two, so it's gonna be fun.
Yeah, I'm just gonna hit him. I'm gonna hit him again. I'm gonna hit them again.
Okay, you actually can't get advantage, or you actually can't sneak attack on this.
Yeah.
But this thing is already.
Nazi should have advantage because I'm technically grappling this creature right now.
No, it's not advantage. You know what? Just make a flat roll. I'll let you use sneak attack, but it's okay. Lil Jaspy's incapacitated. So,
that was a nat 1.
Okay, so you fall, you completely drop one of your daggers, at which point the scarecrow's like, look, okay, you're damaging my sugary exterior. Please, let's just call a truce. Let's just, I'll unpetrify your friend here.
Okay, cool, good. You do that.
He's like, here we go, and slaps his little Twizzler arms together with this weirdly wet slap sound, and it completely snaps Baby Jaspy out of it. The scarecrow's like,
I licked the scarecrow.
I just give the scarecrow a firm slap across the face and goes, next time, show some respect to your commanding officer. And I walk off towards the town.
As you slap the thing's face, it spins, meaning Lil Uni gets to like lick way more of it, way more of the head. Is it weird that I sort of enjoyed it? Please.
Okay,
Lil Uni, get away from that man.
Yeah, I'm actually
4 years old too. Like, okay, cool. It's a lot less weird when you consider. I'm actually very old for a scarecrow, but very young for anything else.
I'm gonna run into town.
The voice is disarming. Let's go.
I'm running away, regardless.
So you all head towards the town. You hear, as you're getting closer, you can hear like a huge commotion coming from inside of the town. And you like it's coming like it sounds like there's. You're not sure if it's like it's voices yelling, but you can't really make out what any of them are saying. How would you like to enter this town? Are you going to try and be all stealthy about it?
I think maybe, yeah. Well, you should definitely be stealthing, and then that way. But I feel like, I can stealth. This just might not go well.
Okay.
Well, let's stealth in different directions, but keep within sight so that we can signal each other with our expert signals.
Yes.
But I don't want to go with you because I will almost certainly be found.
Okay.
When I stealth.
Yes.
In fact, I'm not going to stealth. There's no point in me stealthing.
Okay.
I'm just going to walk I will walk in, try and see what happens, and I'll try and use my superior military experience to corral the crowd. We actually had to do a bit of that in training.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, yes,
crowd control. Yes. So I'm going to go and try and do that. You be sneaky, and then if it looks like someone's sneaking up on the back of me or something, mm-hmm. then you can just do the, shiv them.
The shiv. Yeah. Yes, Captain.
Okay. Lil Uni, roll stealth check.
Sure, I will roll stealth for you, which is plus 7.
I would like to walk into town with as much authority as I can muster. My chest is puffed, 18. My candy shield out. I am looking important as I can. Can I etch into my chocolate armor a little, like, some, like, ribbons and some medallions so it looks like I've been...
Oh, that's awesome. roll an intimidation check.
Sweet. Nice. Oh, okay, that's a 14 plus 3, so a 17.
Yes! Okay, yeah. So you look an incredibly imperious child marching into this town. The ground here is, like, paved with, it's, like, partially melted, it feels like it's, like, gumdrops that have been, like, sort of melted together a little bit, so they're all stuck together. So the ground's a little bit soft, but not, like, weirdly soft, it's just like, ooh. It's a little pleasant.
I'm really having to plant my feet pleasant. So I don't wobble.
Yeah. Like, you tromp through the town and you can see like this huge, it's a huge gingerbread town hall. You can tell because it says town hall.
Right.
In frosting letters across the front. There's like in the center, there's a statue of, it's just a pumpkin. It's not an actual pumpkin. It's like a chocolate pumpkin made of a statue. As you like walk it. Through the town, you lick it. It's
back.
Very
stay
old chocolate.
Back.
I'm like,
stay back. Yeah.
Okay, are you heading into the town hall? The voices are getting very loud now.
Yes, yes.
A real commotion.
Town hall. I might see if I can kick a door open and just stand in the door for a second.
Make me an athletics check.
Watch me fail this. Oh, that's an at 20 plus
yes!
5.
Oh my gosh. So, this is a gingerbread house. You just walked up to. You kick the door. Roll me an attack roll with that. Roll me an attack roll and just roll it with a crit. It'll just be like...
Oh, okay.
Or sorry, in fact, roll me damage. We'll say that
as
this is damage equivalent to your maul. So roll me 4d6 damage.
Oh my word. Oh, okay. Oh, actually, I can re-roll one of those. Okay, so that's 10, 15.
15? That was
plus 3.
That was it. Okay, 15 was exactly the threshold. Legitimately.
Oh, yes.
You not only do you kick open the doors, like the double doors, you cave in a whole like 15-foot section at the top of the gingerbread house. Just... Boom.
I smash it in, a bit falls down, I catch it, break a bit off and go,
now, who's got baby Jamal?
You see that you have interrupted a meeting. It was like some kind of town hall meeting with all of these, it had all of these... skeletons. You see that the room is full of zombies. There are some scarecrows here that they actually do look younger than the scarecrow you just met. There's like a whole array of them, and sitting on the chair, sitting on like the head chair at the front of the room is baby Jamal. And they are all like, and they'll turn to stare at you in fear with this 17 intimidation. You know, I'm going to say roll intimidation again with advantage just to see if you get higher than a 17, because you just destroyed the front of this place.
I do not, sadly.
Okay. Well, even with a 17, you also like took several of them out as you kicked open.
I did
open
get a 15 still though. So,
okay.
You know,
yeah.
Still
you like, they are like, and they turn, and baby Jamal is like, and looks at you very, like, indignantly, as if, like, you've just interrupted something that was very important to him.
Jamal! Oh, the baby. And I turn around. I just say it out into the ether, knowing I look, the baby's evil. I told you it was evil. I told you his eyes glowed red the other day.
I'm just in the rafters, like trying to eat the rafters.
You better not be eating something.
Now, baby Uni, it is at this point that you hear with the crying of the baby, and you're just chewing on the gingerbread house.
Yeah.
The gingerbread towel. At all, you start to hear a rumbling behind you.
And
I think baby Jaspy, you see, like, as this rumbling starts, the ground beneath you starts to kind of shake a little bit. More cracks start to spread out across the gingerbread house. All of the citizens in here start to flip. They start to sprint out, but not the front door. They all start to run out the back door.
I'm gonna give baby, chase and grab, like, baby Jamal.
Yeah, as you're, like, grabbing baby Jamal, they're like, ah, this is the Not So Great Pumpkin! They run away as they're running out the back. As you turn to leave, you can see the gigantic pumpkin, the gigantic chocolate pumpkin statue is shaking and rising up. This thing is like half the size of Town Hall, rising up on like a set of like, what's the word? Rooty legs. Like the, just out of the ground, it spins. Some of the chocolate, a section of the chocolate pop out, and you see a jack-o'-lantern face appear, and you hear, now, who's been interrupting my town hall meeting?
Ooh. Hey, Lil Uni, it's time to go!
Bolt!
You guys run out as this thing starts to just straight roll after you.
Okay. Can I, can I, if you'll allow me, can I do a Captain America style? As I go to run past it, I want to try and huck my like candied shield Captain America style at this thing. I think he's maybe Jaspy's recently watched an Avengers movie and thinks that he could do it.
Roll an attack roll.
Kid you not, that's a 15. I don't know what I'd get plus to attack with my shield.
Your shield spins and lodges into the pumpkin, which arrests its momentum, because as it tries to roll, it hits the edge of the shield. And you, which actually stops it from chasing you, as the pair of you sprint out of this strange candy place, arriving back out from under the bed, placing baby Jamal back in the crib, just as the door opens. And the
pair, we immediately get into the crib, and like we're like hugging baby Jamal, like, oh, hello, mother and father. Hello. Like, looking all innocent.
I am still eating some gingerbread.
Whilst baby Jaspy's trying to hold the bars and put them back in, like, as they stood there.
You get the sense that, like, these bars were probably cut through not by the things that took baby Jamal.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, by baby Jamal. And they are fully, like, they are stored nearby. So you could absolutely just slot them back in.
Meanwhile, under the covers, my longsword celery is just up by baby Jamal's throat. I'm like, if I even so much as see you move.
I am still eating gingerbread.
Don't make those cute noises at me.
And I have my dead raccoon with me.
Oh no.
they poke you. So you see the door cracks and you see the silhouette of your parents gazing at you like, oh, that's so nice. Look at them. They're all together.
Look at all four of them. Wait, what?
Yeah, it's like, what's that? Since when have they had that stuff, Dan? I don't remember that. We need to wash that. One of them rages in, grabs the raccoon carcass. At which point, baby Jamal. And that is where we're going to end this session.
That fucking ruled, Jeremy. I genuinely love that. That was so sick. That was so sick.
That was really, really fun.
I'm so glad I got to live out my feral Louise fantasies. I just want to be Louise from Bob's Burgers. Just want to be Louise.
I really love the idea of little Jasper being this like military like leader.
Well, I wish we could bring these characters back. That was fun.
Yeah, that was very fun.
Well, anyway, that is it for this round of My Friend Eric.
My Friend Eric.
So
I love it.
Yeah, hope you enjoyed it. That was some crazy times.
That was really fun.
I guess at this point, is there anything else we need to debrief, or should we just go ahead and wrap this one up?
No, I think we can go ahead and wrap this one up. Yeah. I hope you enjoy. Yeah, it's a very good example of how you can just come up with a story, and it's super fun. Improvised stories are super fun.
Yeah,
we should. Yeah, absolutely. We should try to do some more of these. Maybe on like our Patreon or something. We should do some little. We should just have a little play around and do some of these. It'd be quite fun. Anyway. Hope you've enjoyed this. If you want to check out aforementioned Patreon, you can check it out at patreon.com/TBHalflings. You can also follow us on the Twitters, Instagrams, and the Facebooks at TBHalflings as well. And as always, so long, Shire folk!
So long, Shire folk!
That was a HeadGum Podcast.